Cunningham Show. And, Doctor, how are you?
I am well, Bill. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, I want to orate on two or three matters. One is these antibody tests, which are vaguely understood by many and how important they are. And secondly, the effect of the government-ordered shutdown on medical hospitals and your business, things of that character. But first of all, explain to Tony Bender, what is an antibody and how is that important with COVID-19?
Yeah, I think that's a really important question. So I think most of your listeners know that an antibody is something that is part of our immune system response to what we call pathogens, viruses or bacteria. In this case, COVID-19 is a virus. And so at different phases, if we're infected with a virus like this, is our immune system will first produce what we call IgM antibodies early on, maybe within the first 3 days or so, and then another antibody for more long-term surveillance called IgG. And so what we started, we're starting to offer the COVID antibody test. And so you get a sense for maybe the timing a little bit of perhaps when that infection was, but also it can help if you do want to donate plasma, you know, if you are trying to work with your team or family just to try to coordinate to see who's actually been exposed to the virus in the past.
Now, are you offering these antibody tests?
We are. We just, we just started offering them, and it's an 8-minute finger stick test, so you'll have the results when you leave, you know, so which is great. One of the things that I don't know how much you've discussed, but we want to be careful with the information that we have. And, you know, I go back to back in the day of HIV when somebody might test negative for something. And they, you know, they could, in fact, be infected because they haven't developed the antibodies yet. So, but we're very excited. I'm interested. Tomorrow we're going to test our whole staff. And it'll be real interesting because I think in January, February, something went through our office, and I suspect that a number of us were probably exposed. So we will find out.
Something went through here, too. Matt had it. We had Rachel wasn't feeling well. My wife came back from Florida and had, like, flu symptoms. We went to Christ Hospital. They said it was the type A bird flu or something. And mm-hmm. I'm wondering, can you give us some estimate? Assuming you have the antibodies, there's debate whether or not that means you're going to be reinfected. But if you have the antibodies, that's a pretty good sign. You can donate that if they have the correct markers to help others. And do you have some sense how many residents of the tri-state may already have had it without knowing it?
Well, you know, right from the beginning, when I was speaking with my family and others, you know, my general guess was probably 10% of the population. I don't know, that's 35 million Americans. I have nothing to base that on other than just the fact that it appears to be quite contagious and many people are asymptomatic. So, I think we're going to know as over the next month or two here. I think we're going to get a better idea of exactly the percentage of the population already exposed.
And when I listen and watch all the experts, including yourself, it's 50 to 70%. When 50 to 70% of the herd has immunity, that's a good sign. Doesn't necessarily mean you don't get it because colds come back. You might have a cold and then recover, then 3 or 4 months later have another cold. So there's different kinds of coronaviruses and the reactions to them. Is there a sense that I watched this morning that the president said last night on Fox News that there may be a vaccine by the end of the year or January? Is that realistic?
Well, I can tell you that they're fast-tracking everything, and depending upon, you know, the time frame they need for their studies and who's in charge of that, you know, if he said it, I'll believe it. And, you know, certainly I think some of the other medications that are out there that I'm sure you've discussed are helpful if taken early as well.
All right. Now, are you offering this to the general public starting later this week, and what does it cost and how do you get it?
We are. Yeah. Like I say, it's a finger stick. So, you know, you would you'd come in. It's a little finger stick. Express a little bit of blood in a little pipette and sit there for 8 minutes. We'll have your result. The test is, we're not billing insurance. The test is $135. And like I said, we're actually beginning the test for our staff tomorrow. And we've already got some people tomorrow afternoon that we've scheduled from kind of the public.
And Dr. John Mendelson, the test determines at that point whether your body's developed antibodies. It doesn't mean a few days later it might not have them. It doesn't mean that you might become infected on Friday. And so, all it is a point in time, correct?
It is. And I do want to stress this as well. For the public or anybody who's interested in this, I think it's wonderful if you want it for you or your family getting back to work and so forth, maybe donating plasma. This is not the COVID viral nasal swab test. So we aren't, you know, if you have symptoms now, we actually would prefer that you wait 2 weeks until those symptoms
right.
subside. So this, okay, but we've had questions amongst people already, and I do want to make a clear difference. There are some testing sites, obviously, in the area for rapid COVID viral testing for active infections. This is not the antibody test. Point in time, correct.
I had Dr. Kariakis on a couple times, and he said they're doing all their studies there to determine what the markers are, different kinds, what's the viral load, all these things that mm-hmm. beyond my capabilities. But this is important to find out if you have it. Now, on a secondary issue, We assumed 6 or 7 weeks ago when the hospitals were shut down and the medical offices were shut down that we were about to engage in a tsunami of difficulties. It's coming. It's going to be here. We have to empty out the hospitals and shut down all the medical offices like yours because we have to preserve the PPE and we have a mm-hmm. large influx of patients coming. It did not happen. In fact, hospitals are laying people off. Channel 5, Sheree Paliello did a story about a week ago on a nurse. Respiratory therapist nurse at Christ Hospital, no, UC Medical, who was being laid off because they had no business. And so I'm not yeah. blaming the politicians for making the decision because based upon what they knew then, it was objective and realistic. Is it now time to slowly restart the economy and get back to work because that tsunami never came?
Yeah, certainly. I think when, for the first 2 weeks we were shut down, I agree with that. We didn't know what we were dealing with. That being said, we do have a lot of information now, and, you know, I've been listening to you, and you're right. I mean, we have kind of at-risk populations. We wanted to preserve the PPEs in the critical care, which fortunately we never exceeded. I do know that one day one of our nurses works at UC, and I think 400 nurses were laid off there in a very short period of time. And so the crisis of overburdening our health system has now turned into making sure we've got a health system for everything else. And so I do. Though I think it's a lot of common sense. I think people finally have learned how to wash their hands, and
yeah.
I don't say that.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you know, next season, you know, we're going to be dealing with the same thing, whether or not it was 6 weeks ago or now or a month from now or September when the flu season starts again. You know, we're going to have to, you know, follow some of these guidelines and wash our hands and
yeah.
you know, be careful. So I'm all for that. I think next season, I think we're going to have a very low flu season, I think, you know, which might be the silver lining here. But, certainly, I think it's time to get back because whether or not it's now or a month from now, we're going to be behaving the same way. We just have to take the proper precautions and be safe and take care of each other.
And we have to live with it. I'm sure that your operation there in Norwood, which I've been through a couple times, is well handled to deal with this situation. And medical experts and professionals like yourself, this is what you deal with all the time. And so the first industries that should come back are the hospitals, the medical offices, the dental offices, things like that, because you're used to dealing with this on a regular basis, correct?
Yeah, and that's a very good point. I think that one of the comments that I made throughout this whole thing is that the grocery stores are open, and I think if you're going to become exposed or contaminated somewhere, I think that's more likely if you're going there every day. As you know, we're a fully accredited surgery center, so we take the proper precautions anyway. We are, though, I do want to say, because I don't want people to think that we're taking this lightly, we have masks if you want to wear them, if you don't have your
sure.
own. There's hand sanitizer everywhere. The doors are open, so you don't have to touch a door. We're taking your temperature. We're taking our staff temperatures. For patients undergoing surgery with anesthesia, we're following the protocols where the rapid testing for COVID is done 72 hours before, and those patients, you know, are asked to be in quarantine then, you know, for 3 days prior to their surgery. So we're following the guidelines. That being said, we are ready to go. We're excited. Our patients, I think, are thrilled to be back. And hopefully, you know, all industries will be open here soon.
Dr. John Mendelson, thank you. And what is your phone number there for later in the week?
513-351-FACE, 351-3223.
Dr. John Mendelson, I think the antibody tests are a great idea. Get them out there. Let's see what we have. And then we have contact tracing and all that kind of stuff. But Dr. John Mendelson, thank you again for coming on the Bill Cunningham Show. My friend, will do it again. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. My pleasure. Have a great day.
All right. God bless America. Your comments are next.